Now, I'm going to try this again. The Mount Alexander Shire Accommodation and Respite Group.
Well done.
Got it there.
Hey.
They're very busy people working to address the critical need for housing. Now, on the line now, we've got Kerry Anderson, who's the project manager there, to tell us a little bit about. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, guys. How are you both?
Yeah, very well. Very well. Thank you. So, Kerry, tell us about the issue and why this issue has arisen with people with disability struggling to get suitable housing.
Well, as people know, I've lived in Castlemaine all my life, and you get to know people in your community. We're a very caring community, and some families have some challenges in their life, and you grow up with these children, and then suddenly, as adults, you think, oh, haven't seen them for a while. And I've been quite stunned to find out that so many people with a disability, as their parents get older or sadly pass away, are forced to move out of this town, away from their network of friends and support workers, because we don't have any suitable accommodation. And they're moving to towns like Bendigo, Maryborough and Melbourne because they can accommodate these people. But I just think it's very sad that we can't, not being aware of this problem until now, as a community, we really haven't given thought as to what we can do to resolve this issue. And thanks to MASARG, which is a lot easier to say than that big one, they're a wonderful community group. And one of their mission at the moment is to highlight this issue and encourage everyone to think about how we can resolve it, because there's more than one solution, and we're a pretty smart community. We reckon we can come up with lots of ideas to help keep people that have grown up in this community continue living here.
So you've already built, the group has already got together and made the Respite Community House, but so the Home of My Own project is another project. It's something extra.
It is. This group started off 10 years ago, Steve, and they're a group of carers and parents, and they've recruited some pretty smart, savvy people to support them on the committee.
And you?
And they have two goals. Yeah. And first was to build a respite house because there was no short-term respite available for them. That has been achieved thanks to wonderful community support and some government grants. So that's a wonderful facility up and operating and serving the whole region, not just our community. But their second goal all along was to address this long-term housing issue. So now they've ticked the box with the respite house and had a little rest, and they're back and up and running and driving this A Home of My Own project.
It obviously is something that needs fairly urgent attention. So going forward, what's the timeline? Do you have a timeline on trying to, help as much as you can, as quickly as you can?
Well, yeah, it's a bit of a ticking time bomb, and unless it's resolved, it's going to happen generationally. It's going to keep happening. You know, there's probably, three or four decades of, and sadly, in the old days, we were very institutionalised. And even in aged care now, those with disabilities in aged care, the Royal Commission is reviewing that, and it looks like that, and they're bringing up the issue, why are people with disabilities in aged care? The opportunities is probably what we should be focusing on. There's special disability accommodation funding available through the NDIS. So we really want to highlight that issue. And that's for the really, specialist accommodation. The rest of the community, with very low disabilities that can work and volunteer and shop in our local shire, they just need accessible, affordable housing and close to, into the town. And, we really need to work hard. Things move slowly, and we just want to really get some ideas flowing about those people that are thinking about subdividing, building units, making sure that they're accessible for everyone. And let's face it, housing is a big issue for the whole community, not just people with disabilities. We want to get smarter about how we design and situate and plan our housing. And that comes to private landlords who may choose to rent their flats out to, being aware that there is a need. And I know there are people doing that. You know, they're very aware of the need for social housing, and they might build a group of flats, but they're going to make sure that some people that really need it will be included in that mix, because it's a whole of community conversation and it's a whole of community housing. You know, we don't segregate people in this any community. We all live together and we support each other. And the NDIS has opened up so many opportunities. These people are supported in their homes. Let's face it, when we get sick, anyone gets sick or needs support, we have wonderful services that can come and allow us to live in our homes a lot longer, which is fantastic.
Okay, thanks, thanks, Kerry. That's a fantastic outlet. It seems like you're a long-term project there, though. It's ongoing forever, isn't it, really?
It is, but what we're doing this month and into the next few months is really having a few key discussions. So if anyone is really interested, and we're talking to the builders, the designers, the realtors, the people that do have, you know, a bit of land or rent out, we want these, you know, everybody to join in this conversation, be aware of the issue, and try and nut out some, we're going to have some really good discussions and nut out some solutions. So if anyone would like to join that conversation, please contact us.
All righty. Kerry, great to chat. It'll all be up on our Facebook and our website as well with details of how they can contact you. So thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
All the best.